Live from Delaware's News Center, you're listening to Delaware's Afternoon News. Here's Chris Carl.
Good afternoon. Partly sunny, 83 in Wilmington at 4:03. Well, Delaware's COVID restrictions will begin easing later this month. WDEL's Amy Cherry reports.
Starting May 21st, capacity restrictions will be lifted at restaurants, retail shops, gyms, businesses, and houses of worship. Governor John Carney says the easing of restrictions later this month comes as the state's COVID-19 picture improves.
Based on fewer positive cases on a seven-day moving average over the last week and the expectation that that will continue, in part because of the vaccination rates that we've reached.
Social distancing requirements will also be reduced from 6 to 3 feet, which will effectively still limit capacity at restaurants.
We will require masks, as most states are requiring, for indoor activity.
Outdoors, the state says you should follow CDC recommendations, which state that fully vaccinated people can take their masks off outside, but they should still be worn in crowded outdoor settings, and the state's Division of Public Health says they may require masks at concerts and sporting events. Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Murder charges have now been filed against the mother of a little girl whose remains were found near a Smyrna softball field. WDEL's Mike Phillips reports.
Delaware Attorney General Kathleen Jennings says the case of Emma Cole has been one of the most heartbreaking investigations she's ever experienced.
Here was a three-year-old victim stolen from the world. These are the crimes that keep us up at night.
Now, 28-year-old Christy Haas is being charged with the child's murder in September of 2019.
She is charged with two additional counts, child murder by abuse or neglect in the first degree, each of which carries a potential life sentence.
Haas and her husband Brandon were both arrested last October on charges including child abuse and abuse of a corpse. They both remain in jail. Mike Phillips, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
A man wanted for last month's murder of a former Dover High School football player has been arrested in New York. Riley Braswell was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals in Brooklyn for the April 12th shooting death of 19-year-old Desmere Brooks. Braswell's being held in New York pending extradition to Delaware to face a first-degree murder charge. Well, today, two words mark the return of America's pastime to Wilmington, play ball. Here's WDEL's DJ McEnany.
Yeah, we're really happy to have them back. You know, it's just like everything else. Life's just not life as we know it without baseball.
Wilmington Mayor Mike Przycki is excited as anyone for the return of Blue Rocks baseball, which he says is a great sign for how far the city has come since the start of the pandemic.
They've got so much entertainment for youngsters that it's a great family event. It's very wholesome, and I think it just reflects well on the way you feel about the overall health of the city.
Sarah Willoughby, executive director of the Greater Wilmington Convention and Visitors Bureau, says it's an institution.
It's one of the great anchors. I mean, you have the whole riverfront with all of the restaurants and the Riverwalk, also with the ice cream and the mini golf. It's just one more thing that people can do in our great city.
DJ McEnany, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Wall Street today, the Dow gained about 20 points, but the NASDAQ was down 261, and the S&P fell 28. Still to come, an out-of-this-world thank you for teachers. Plus, traffic and weather together up next. I'm Chris Carl. Thanks for joining us here on WDEL. Stay tuned as Delaware's afternoon news continues.
Where's Joe? Will the roads be blocked for a motorcade today? Keep tabs with our presidential locator on WDEL.com.
Today is Savannah Harris Day on WDEL. Give Savannah a call or text and wish her a happy day.
Your forecast from the WDEL Weather Center: showers and thunderstorms possible through the rest of the day and overnight as well. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Tonight's low down to 64. Tomorrow, showers and a thunderstorm likely. Maybe some gusty winds as well. High 78. The showers taper off tomorrow night, gradually clearing out and giving way to sunshine for Thursday, but cooler. High 67. Partly sunny Friday with a 50% chance of showers and a high 65. Well, the Blue Rocks are back. Tonight is opening night at Frawley Stadium after missing all of last season due to COVID. And a lot has changed. It's their first game as a Washington Nationals affiliate, their first game in a new league. They'll play the Orioles affiliate Aberdeen for the first time. And it's the start of a week-long six-game series, which is new. The Phillies hosting the Brewers again tonight after last night's nail-biting 4-3 win, where the Brewers left the bases loaded in the ninth. Aaron Nola getting the start tonight for the Phils. Our pregame coverage here on WDEL at 6:30. The Orioles continue their series in Seattle tonight. They scored 5 runs in the 8th inning last night to win 5-3. And the Flyers host the Penguins again tonight after crushing Pittsburgh 7-2 last night, Claude Giroux scoring a pair of goals. They'll face off from Wells Fargo Center just after 7 o'clock tonight. In other news this afternoon, 3 men wanted in connection with multiple shootings in Wilmington were arrested after a police chase in Maryland Sunday night. Maryland State Police say Anthony Harrigan took his brother Maurice along with Stanley Jones on a 30-plus mile chase that began in Delaware, went down to Bel Air, Maryland, before ultimately ending outside Perryville. Along the way, 2 police cruisers were hit, but no injuries were reported. Anthony Harrigan facing 4 counts of first-degree assault, while all 3 face firearm and vehicle theft charges. All are at the Cecil County Detention Center, waiting extradition back to Delaware. Delaware State Police have identified the motorcyclist who was killed in a crash over the weekend as 57-year-old Keith Needham of Newark. Troopers say Needham was traveling northbound on Route 301 in the area of the Boyd's Corner Road overpass when, for unknown reasons, he ran off the right side of the road, thrown from the motorcycle, which hit an embankment, went airborne, and ended up in a retention pond. The victim was flown to Christie in a hospital but was pronounced dead. Brandywine School District may be closing in on receiving part of the former Brandywine Country Club. Negotiations continue between Campano Residential, the Brandywine School District, and neighboring civic associations over a proposed housing project on the site of the closed Brandywine Country Club. The latest plan has Campano gifting about 45 acres of land back to the school district, which would be used for a school, according to Superintendent Lincoln Haller.
The sooner we can negotiate and get the property deeded to us, the quicker we can continue to pursue our building of an early childhood center.
Brandywine Country Club closed in 2015. Well, this is Teacher Appreciation Week and National Teacher Day. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur gave teachers a shout-out today from the International Space Station.
We're here orbiting the Earth in large part due to the education that inspirational teachers provided us years ago and who are providing that same inspiration to students throughout our nation today. We and our crewmates pay special tribute to you during Teacher Appreciation Week.
Well, this year, in marking the day, President Biden issued a statement calling on all Americans to recognize the hard work and dedication of our nation's teachers. And state officials would like you to show your appreciation for teachers by telling a story about one using the hashtag ILoveDETeachers on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Still to come here on WDEL, President Biden's new goal is for 70% of adult Americans to get at least one dose of vaccine within the next 2 months. At 4:15, here is the latest WDEL coronavirus update. I'm Chris Carl. Delaware lifting some COVID restrictions later this month. Starting May 21st, capacity restrictions will be lifted at restaurants, retail shops, gyms, businesses, and houses of worship. Social distancing requirements will be reduced from 6 to 3 feet. Masks will remain a requirement in all indoor settings. And in Pennsylvania, all statewide coronavirus-related capacity restrictions will be lifted in time for Memorial Day, though it does not apply to Philadelphia, which has its own COVID restrictions. 32% of Americans have been fully vaccinated. 40% of Delawareans 16 and older have been fully vaccinated, with 76% of the state's seniors fully vaccinated. And 53% of Delawareans 16-plus have received at least the first dose. Delaware is offering the vaccine to walk-ins at state service centers in Dover, Georgetown, Milford, Seaford, and Wilmington. For details, go to de.gov/getmyvaccine. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid also offering same-day COVID vaccinations. And keep it here for continuing updates on WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.